We've perused the final declarations of some famous historical figures, but who really has the last word? Talking tombstones here. For celebrities, they do. Each probably writes every chisel syllable, afraid to trust any publicist, let alone a kinsman. Are they going to sail into eternity with some ex-wife or third cousin once removed, selecting those words on their granite marquee? Absolutely not. Example. Frank Sinatra chose "The Best Is Yet to Come" from his smash hit of the same name. Billy Wilder, "I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect." Rodney Dangerfield finally wins our respect with his epitaph. There goes the neighborhood. For us civilians who lead a more pedestrian life, who chooses our words on the stone? Usually the family. Relatives select what is to be chiseled on the everlasting marker because the deceased rarely gave it a thought. The marker that for generations to come can read all about it. Like a telegram, the epitaph is a kind of shorthand, since each are both charged by the letter and send a message. No nonsense in unadorned New Yorker Mr. Smith, whose middle name was Edsel, the most unlucky of automobiles, reads, "Looked up the elevator shaft to see if the car was coming. It was." In Maryland, land of Quakers and Catholics, here lies an atheist, all dressed up and no place to go. For the hoarder housewife, the dust of Melantha Griblin, swept up at last by the great housekeeper. In the South, an opportunity for a permanent bit of advertising. Here lies Jane Smith, wife of Thomas Smith, stonecutter. This monument erected by her husband as a tribute to her memory. Monuments of this style are $250. A bereft wife, not to lose her possible customer. Sacred to the remains of Jonathan Thompson, a pious Christian and affectionate husband. His disconsolate widow continues to carry on his grocery business at the old stand on Main Street, cheapest and best prices in town. Tombstones with a Western flavor. "See, I told you I was sick," says the hypochondriac in Colorado. And New Mexico, etiquette center of the West. Here lies Johnny Yeast. Pardon him for not rising. But the grand prize for the best eternal stone message written by the man himself, Benjamin Franklin. The body of B. Franklin, printer. Like the cover of an old book, its contents torn out and stripped of its lettering and gilding, lies here, food for worms. But the work shall not be lost, for it will, as he believed, appear once more in a new and more elegant edition, corrected and improved by the author.